Yeah, you better give me that. Give me that. Give me those 8-year-old jokes. Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm keeping this one because this is Taylor Swift's Overnight Alterations. Sometimes you need a Taylor, and sometimes you need a Taylor Swift.
Has your feed been flooded with people debating whether Taylor Swift is a psyop or not?
And I mean, also, it was like a year ago.
I also don't know how to read really well, so I was like, is she a cyclops? I'm like, then I kind of imagined, like, if Taylor Swift was a cyclops, would you still fuck Taylor Swift if she was a cyclops? I think I'd fuck her more.
Yeah, like Leela from
Futurama. Yeah, dog, that's right. I want that big old eye, dude. Imagine like how intimate making eye contact. Like, it's actually making eye contact.
Ew, because you could like touch her actual eye.
No, I'm just saying, like, it's the night but two become one, baby.
I was at Long's, and there was a calendar at Long's. And the calendar was a Taylor Swift calendar.
Ooh, and that's so, way better than a Marie calendar.
And basically, it's just... you know, 12 pictures of Taylor Swift set up on a calendar, and it was like $24.
What a bargain. That's and $2 a month for T Swift.
And it's like, I'm going to pay $24 for a calendar because that picture of Taylor Swift on it?
I mean, how many copies of the calendars did you buy?
Only 3. But you know what's wild is that, like, calendar companies, imagine how many calendars are getting thrown away every year. Because they probably print out, like, thousands and thousands of these calendars. They ship them out all over the place.
Ones?
And then when they don't get purchased, like, nobody's going to buy a calendar from the previous year. So there's got to be all these calendars that are just getting shredded.
If you think that's crazy, you should see how Disney shreds all their toys to keep the profits high. Is that cray-cray?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, dog.
That was like... last week,
but
we made a joke about...
does everything need to be a psyop, or can things just exist sometimes?
What was that?
Does everything need to be a psyop?
I think there's some things out there that are not psyops. However, the TikTok getting shut down, that turned out to be a psyop.
What?
Yeah, so TikTok's not getting shut down. We can talk about that. Why don't you want to start the show?
Oh my gosh, that's right! It is time to do the Biscuits and Gravy show. Right. What do we do?
Let's start the show.
All right, let's do it. Kick it.
We got a lot to talk about.
Kick it.
Biscuits and Gravy.
Hello, boys.
What does LP stand for?
Lizard people.
Nazi whale margarine pirates.
So far, I've had 7 McRibs.
Can I kick it?
Pol Pot pie.
I'm the prognosticator of prognosticators.
Yes, you can.
Like a slaughterhouse sangria.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, the slaughterhouse sangria is very divisive, right? It really makes or breaks some of my friendships. People say they can't handle me, Chuck, too much.
Rhonda seemed really weirded out by it.
Yes. She, like, paler than pale.
But that's only because she thought there was blood in it.
Yes. But of course, as we all know, there's no blood in meat.
No, but she actually thought there
it's
was
myoglobin.
Like, she thought there was real blood in like wine or whatever.
Ah, real monster blood.
I'm like, we're not performing pagan rituals.
I mean,
in the
I went through a huge witch phase a year ago. You remember that?
Yeah.
Oh man, I love pagan rituals.
We
dude.
Do all the pagan rituals at home in my house.
Yeah.
We don't do them
dude,
at the
sage?
Studio.
So good.
You know what? I hate sage.
What? You don't like sage?
I don't like burning sage. I don't like the smell of it. Mm. Maybe I'm a demon.
Maybe you
are. Maybe that's why.
Wow.
Because
hold
my
on.
Friend
you,
started,
do, you are wearing socks. You have hoofed feet.
My friend one time was burning sage in his basement. And he's like, it helps get rid of all the bad spirits. And I was like, I got to get out of here because this shit smells terrible.
Well.
And I was like, wait, am I an evil spirit?
Hold on. Are you not Vince Archangel Gravy? You're a fallen angel.
I'm a fallen angel.
Oh, no. City of angels.
Chuck, today is a very special day that we are recording on.
That's right. It's the day the guy from Tesla did the Führer thing twice.
Oh, my God. So we're going to get into that in
no,
a
why bother? Who cares?
But
it's a new world order.
Today is... well, you're going to Oahu this week, so you're not going to be here on Wednesday, which is the reason why, instead of doing an actual episode, you're hearing swear words in this episode.
Yeah, dog.
Swear words like...
fuck, piss, bitch, motherfucker.
Those are just a few of the swear words.
Tony
says
I could say that sometimes, though, as long as I'm talking about food.
Well, also, we're going to have to record ourselves doing, like, an interview.
Oh.
And then as long as it's considered news, then we can curse on the radio.
Well, I am a broadcast journalist.
Yeah, I think we are both broadcast journalists.
Mm, that's right.
But the reason...
You should see me fish. It's a broadcast.
And so since you are not going to be here on Wednesday, don't poke me. Since you are not going to be here on Wednesday...
You're way softer than I thought you would feel. I thought you'd be ripped. you're not ripped at all.
I'm not ripped.
You're just thin and gloopy like the rest of us?
Yeah.
What?
instead of big and soft like you, like a marshmallow, I'm... Did just spit on my floor? I'm thin and soft like a Twizzler or a Nerds rope. I'm gooey in the middle.
You are a Nerds rope. Don't touch that tissue. It's dirty.
All right. So, Chuck, you are not going to be here on Wednesday.
No.
So this,
I'm
going to
be at Dave and Buster's.
We are doing a drunker in the bunker.
Oh, yeah, dog. That's right. Also, it's a good day to be in the bunker because it is Martin Luther King Day.
Yeah.
So back when the good old days when the FBI could actually kill people.
And get away with it.
Now they miss. They miss quite a bit.
Biden tried to have the FBI kill Trump, and they blew it.
Nope. Too many females.
Too bad.
Too many. You know, that's FBI stands for female body inspector. And
FBI?
And there were FBI women working that day.
When you have females working in the Secret Service, when you try to have them assassinate people,
they
miss.
Mess up. That's right.
Come on.
You know, you think it'd be good, though, because you get to pay them less, but that's why Trump wants to get rid of FEMA. He just thinks this is females.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, we should get rid of them and all the immigrants except for people I fuck.
So today is Martin Luther King Day.
That's right, baby. I had a dream.
And it also coincides with Inauguration Day.
Yeah, that's right. Elon Musk became president today.
Today is the day that Elon Musk officially became the president of the United States. And also Donald Trump was there.
Yes, Donald Trump
was
there.
Did you see he got sworn in and he didn't put his hand on the Bible?
Because it would disintegrate.
Sometimes
maybe we should burn sage in the office. Maybe we should.
In the Oval
Office.
Hold on,
you're wearing headphones. Do you have horns underneath there?
Yeah. Like, sometimes when I see stuff like that, like the time that he was holding the Bible upside down, I'm like, oh, maybe Donald Trump is a Satanist. But actually, Satanists aren't evil people. Donald Trump is just an evil, bad person.
How does Donald Trump not know about the Bible when he had his own Bible?
Satanists are, like, for women's rights. They're against rape. Those are two things that Donald Trump does not agree with. All right, so here's the deal. Today marks the first day that Donald Trump is president.
Marks.
And... it's a dark day. Is that why? Look outside, Chuck. It's dark outside.
Whoa.
Is that why it's dark out?
I mean, it is 8:05.
Oh, yeah.
Hawaii Standard Time. That can be one thing only. It's time for the Biscuits and Gravy Show.
It's time for Drunker in the Bunker. So today is the first day of Donald Trump's presidency. He got inaugurated today. So before he got inaugurated, right? A couple less.
What is Trump Bitcoin? What is that?
Biden had a couple. So you know what a rug pull is?
No.
You know what a pump and dump is? Remember Lana Rhodes?
Like a donkey punch?
Remember when Lana Rhodes launched her Bitcoin and then like a bunch of people bought it and then the price went down immediately and so she made millions of dollars but all of her fans like who bought the coin lost money?
Mm. See, I thought Bitcoins meant I was buying pieces of her boob.
So that's called like a pump and dump scheme, which is...
That's when you drink and you
it's basically... Have you ever seen the movie Boiler Room?
Yeah, dog!
Okay, with Giovanni Ribisi and Vin Diesel
and
Ben Affleck.
All right, there you go. You hit it.
It's a great movie.
How are you going to name them first? Not Ben Affleck. What are you doing to me?
Giovanni Ribisi? Well, it's because... The reason I said Giovanni Ribisi first is because that's like the only thing he's in besides Avatar. He's the government contractor guy in Avatar who's looking for unobtainium.
We got to get more unobtainium.
I got to get unobtainium.
Unobtainium.
I'm Giovanni Ribisi.
What's it called? Unobtainium.
I was Phoebe's brother or whatever in Friends.
And he was on an episode of The X-Files. Pretty darn tootin' good. X-Files coming back, baby.
Name one other thing that Giovanni Ribisi has ever done.
All right. Other than the X-Files,
Friends and the Boiler
Room. He
was...
No, can't
I know for a fact that he was in a bunch of other stuff.
I don't... Giovanni Ribisi?
Giovanni Ribisi.
Ribisi, okay.
He was so good in the early 2000s.
I mean, he was something. That was the mob from that 70s show he was boinking.
What?
On Friends?
What?
The woman that he knocked up his home ec teacher, and she was the mom from that 70s show.
Oh, Peggy?
No! That's Peggy! No! That's not that 70s show. Peggy's from King of the Hill. What's and from also...
What's the name of the mom in that 70s show?
Mom?
Corky?
Ew.
The mom from that 70s show?
Yeah.
What is the name of the mom from that 70s show?
I don't know. The husband's name's Red.
Yeah, that's right.
Uh-huh. And then Topher Grace from Topher Grace Etiquette School, isn't it?
When you need to go for Grace, call Topher
also,
Grace.
Also, speaking of... So Mia Kunis, right, dated Macaulay Culkin before... She dated Ashton Kutcher.
Mia Kunis is
Did
so
you
hot.
Know she's so hot? Also, that means that, like, that little 8-year-old lost boy that Trump didn't help out got to bang Mia Kunis. That itty-bitty Home Alone boy.
I mean, Macaulay Culkin?
Yeah, he became a man, but he dated Mia Kunis for years.
But he was... Macaulay Culkin was... I mean, like, he's such a stud.
He still looks pretty darn tootin' good. He looked like he I think he deliberately looked like a heroin user for a while. But anyway,
but I mean,
did
like
you
he
know
was like
he's in a
he
band?
Was the biggest. I mean, Macaulay Culkin was like the biggest movie star in the world.
Yeah,
when he was a younger kid, so that level of fame never goes away.
And it's like
so,
he
of course
was
he was
famous up until he was like 14, and Mia Kunis got famous at 14. But he talks a little bit about child, like, trafficking and abuse in some interviews.
Yeah, I mean, he was in Hollywood as a child.
But he
course.
Also says, he's like, I'm, like, very happy for what I went through. But here's the thing. He has a cover band that...
Kitty. The mom's name from that 70s show was Kitty.
All right, Peggy was pretty close. I'll give it to you. But Peggy's from...
King of the Hill.
Yeah. And also Love and Marriage, Love and Marriage. Doop-a-doop-a-doop-a-doop-a-doop-a-doop-a-doop.
Yeah.
You know that one.
Married with Children.
Married with Children. Which I'm rewatching Married with Children right now. Absurd. Bro, and, absurd.
And also, Peggy is How It Gets at Your House After Dark. The lights go down. Chuck has a couple whiskeys. And Christy starts to get a little Peggy.
Where did the cork go? Who knows?
Nobody knows.
Anyway, Macaulay Culkin is in a band where they change the lyrics of song to be about pizza.
Oh, that's cool.
And it's Velvet Underground songs.
And they just changed it all to be about pizza?
And they changed it all to be about pizza, and the internet is like, oh my God, pizza was a euphemism. Remember all those politicians' emails got released, and they said, bring the pizza? And who would think that people would eat pizza when they have to eat late and work 90 hours a week?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And so
people think that he's part of the Illuminati and he's doing it all in front of us because the joke is just for us. And I think it's possible that he just likes pizza.
I mean, he ordered a pizza in Home Alone.
Very famously, there's two pizza in both Home Alone movies.
Oh, if you don't like pizza, there's something wrong with you.
Why does everything have to be a psyop, dude? I mean, there are legitimate things that we're being BF'd with. That doesn't mean best friend. It means butt fucked.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think the people doing the PSYOPs want everybody to say that everything's a PSYOP because then
it sounds like we're crazy.
It starts to water down everything so that when a real PSYOP happens, everybody's like, oh, come on.
Everything's conspiracy until you're like, well, the Department of Defense really did take your Social Security money and spend it, and they don't have the receipts for what they spent it on.
Yeah.
The Department of Defense steals our money all the time. They already get a bloated budget. The Department of Defense budget is like a raccoon you find in the ocean. It's bloated.
Remember when the entire economy crashed? Remember
where
that?
Where were you when the entire economy crashed?
Yeah, and then the government gave all the Wall Street banks $100 trillion bailout.
Yeah.
And then what happened to that money?
It just poofed.
All the heads of the banks just took it and were like, thank you. And they're like, what did you do with that money?
They're like, definitely not funding war zones in Darfur.
They're like, what did you do with that money? They're like, I don't know.
we lowered our overdraft fees.
They're like, wait, like, do your
overdraft fees went up $5. Yes, but they should have went up more.
They're like, wait,
because of inflation.
Do you have any like paperwork as to where all that money went? They're like, no.
No, they got wet in the boat. I mean, I'm not supposed to say that out loud.
Okay, bye. All right, so today is Inauguration Day. So the last thing, did you hear about the last thing Biden did in his final minutes of the presidency?
He
did a last-minute Hail Mary, and he preemptively pardoned a bunch of his family members?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you see that?
Well, I mean, Trump pardoned people from the January 6th riots and shit.
Okay, so that was what Trump did. But here's the cool thing, right? Not only did he already pardon Hunter Biden, but he preemptively pardoned a bunch of his family members in case that Donald Trump even tried to come after them. But that also means that this is like Minority Report status because he pardoned them for future crimes.
Yeah, dog.
Future crimes.
Future crimes, baby.
Which means that, like, theoretically.
Okay, we're getting into the nuts and the bolts here.
Theoretically, let's say it is constitutionally sound. It is legal for Biden to pardon people for crimes that they have not yet been charged with. But that means that, like, if Biden's younger brother, who's probably, like, 97, if Biden's younger brother wants to go out and kill somebody, he's already preemptively pardoned for any crime.
If Kid Rock...
He's got a blank check. It's like that movie Blank Check.
Also, Blank Check.
But instead of a kid getting a water slide in his house, it's the Bidens committing crimes.
Interesting. That'd be cool.
Like, but Two-Face.
Don't get into it.
What if you had a blank check? What if you had were pardoned for future crimes and then you had a blank slate where you could a license to crime? What would you do?
I wouldn't kill anybody, but
no, I would definitely kill people.
Really?
I'd go it's Luigi time, baby.
Oh.
It's a Luigi. I'm killing CEO, healthcare
he has nice
CEOs.
Haircut, so they know they've taken care of him.
I'm getting my eyebrows waxed.
I don't know. I used to get my eyebrows waxed and like, you know what?
And I'm going to assassinate.
Ooh. I know where Jeff Bezos lives, and there's a bunch of goats nearby and a hunting reserve.
Like, my phone.
3-year-old bit coming at you.
The FBI is about to raid my house in like 30 seconds.
Actually,
because I said that.
The FBI hates everyone you're talking about because they're a bunch of Mormons. The Mormons want to throw the government a different way.
The FBI is Mormons?
Yeah, you didn't know that?
No.
Yeah.
What's your source on that?
The universe.
Okay.
They don't like people that drink, and they want stiffs.
What's the
dress stupid?
What's the name of the planet that Mormons get when they die?
Xanadu?
It's called like Marklar or something.
That's a candy bar.
No, it's not. Marklar is the name of the planet.
We go through this every 6 months.
It's Morcom.
Mormon planet.
Mormon planet. Earth. What is Earth?
Kolob.
Kolob.
No, no way.
Yeah. You guys think I'm making this up? I'm not making it up. Whenever you think that Mormonism can't get any more dumb, it turns out that when Mormons die, they think they get a planet in space that they get to go to, and the name of the planet is Kolob. Planet Kolob.
Yeah, so the FBI and CIA recruit heavily from the Mormon population.
Ugh. That's because, like, the FBI is a bunch of fucking squares. And they're dorks.
Yeah, they have a reputation for hiring a disproportionate number of people who belong to the Mormon faith.
Wow, that makes sense. It makes sense because Mormons are squares and dorks.
Actually, what's even worse is that the Church of Latter-day Saints directly provides the FBI and the CIA with people that they think would be good candidates.
Wow.
And the Mormons still want to overthrow the government, baby.
Yep, they're getting their claws into the system. That's how you do it. That's how you take over stuff. It's just like the Lions of Judah. Which we're going to talk about a little bit later in the show. Do you know what the Lions of Judah were?
No idea. Do you know what the Mountain Meadows Massacre is? Huh?
No. Do you know that there was a metal band that all the guys in the metal band dressed up like Ned Flanders? And it was like a Flanders, Ned Flanders metal band?
No way.
Yeah, that's true. All right, so future crimes.
Oh, yeah, future crimes. Well, you know what? We used to go through a phase here. I used to lay in a vat.
Smoke weed in public?
I used to lay in a vat of gravy and predict the future.
Yeah.
I remember those days.
I remember. You still do.
Mama still told me there'd be days like this. Boop, boop. That's the noises I make making my gravy floats.
Boop, boop, you're just boop. Laying in a vat of gravy going boop, boop.
Yeah.
Deep, doop, beep boop.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, and then you squirt out a little a little ball, and it's like, oh, murder.
Murder, that's right. Murder. Also, I've been watching a lot of Murder, She Wrote. Did I tell you that I think she's the one killing everybody? She's like floating from town to town.
You know what's funny? The last time we talked about this was on the last Drunker in the Bunker.
Well, I mean, it's like situational. What's the opposite? Like situational memory? Situational drunken memory?
Every time I get drunk, I forget the same stuff.
I remember the same stuff.
All right. So today is Inauguration Day. Donald Trump became the first convicted felon to become president.
That's right. And as he says, first. That's why the blacks like him, because he's been convicted.
And
that is a legitimate thing that he said.
And because he had his own line of sneakers. Did you see that also? He's like, I got my own line of sneakers. The blacks are going to vote for me now.
It's
and then
paving
they did.
Away for, he has his own Bitcoin. They made Carter give up a peanut farm. And then they got all this shit. And then everything they're trying to do is undo.
They did. They made Jimmy Carter give
what
up his
Carter
peanut farm
did, okay?
Because of the emoluments clause.
They're trying to get rid of the Department of Education, the Department of Health, Medicaid, funding schools, scholarships, Department of Energy, HUD, Department of Transportation, Department of Agriculture, the DOC, and FEMA, because I think it's females.
You listed everything that they're trying to do, all right?
Yes.
But today is Inauguration Day.
They've already done some of it.
And he's already done a bunch of stuff. So far, what did he do? He tried to crack down on immigration and birthright citizenship.
Okay, he just says that he does that.
Which
Smoke
is
and
not...
Mirror show. He says because people are dumb, so they blame like Mexicans for both being lazy and stealing their jobs, which is retarded. Because what are you, like an ion? Are you doing two things in the same place?
I don't think that that's going to work because it's written into the Constitution that if you're born here, you get to be an American citizen. So I don't, without making like an amendment to the Constitution, I don't think that that's going to happen. But he did immediately withdraw from the Paris Agreement and from the World Health Organization day one. He pardoned all the January 6th rioters.
All of them. But Biden... 37 out of 40 people that were on federal death row, he didn't pardon them, but he said that they don't have to get killed. They can just do life sentences. And then Trump, in his inauguration speech, said that Biden freed 30 murderers.
So far today, he signed off on Elon Musk's Doge advisory group.
Retarded.
Which is where they're gonna like get rid of 75% of the federal government. Oh, and he delayed the ban on TikTok by 75 days. Did you go on TikTok today?
You know it. That's where I get 60% of my news.
But seriously, did you go on TikTok today? So I swear to God, this is true. I went on TikTok today, and the first thing that comes on when you open up TikTok, do you have TikTok on your phone?
No.
Okay. When you open up TikTok, it says, due to the efforts of Donald Trump, TikTok is now going to stay on.
Yeah, this is just like in 1984 where the government with Inside the Book 1984 said that they were going to lower the rations to 20 grams a week of chocolate. And then the next week they said, hey, congratulations, guys. We're actually going to raise the rations to 20 grams a week of chocolate.
Right.
And everyone was like, oh, thank God. They really care about us.
Yeah. Well, I think what happened was the CEO of TikTok went to Trump's inauguration and he bent the knee. He kissed the brown ring. And now they're going to – I bet Trump pretty much was like – he's like, I know all these young kids are voting for me, right? So what's going to make them happier and make them love me more than the fact that I let them keep TikTok, right? So basically, the conservative Supreme Court, the same people that ignored...
Donald Trump put into power through...
The same people that ignored Stare Decisis and overturned Roe v. Wade, the people who are fully in the pocket of Donald Trump, they were the ones who were going to decide the case of whether or not TikTok got banned or not, right?
And while Biden was president, they're like, we're going to get rid of it.
They said, yep, we're going to ban TikTok. And then as soon as Donald Trump becomes president, all of a sudden, magically, TikTok is still open for business. And as soon as you log into TikTok, it's like, hey, kids, do you love TikTok? Well, it's only because of Donald Trump, because Joe Biden... Mean old
Sleepy
Uncle,
Joe.
Mean old Grandpa Joe Biden was going to take your TikToks away, and Donald Trump stepped in and saved the day. And you know what? Every single dumbass on TikTok is going to be like, I love Donald Trump. He let us keep TikTok. Derp.
There's a term floating around the internet where people who are closer to being homeless people love billionaires, and it's like something like a billionaire cuck or something. Have you seen that?
No, I mean, like, that makes total sense, because there's so many, like, working class people who love Donald Trump and love Elon Musk, and it's like, do you not understand that these people would not piss on you if you were on fire? Yeah. It's ridiculous.
Also, speaking of Elon Musk, it's so sick. They found huge lithium deposits in Greenland recently.
Oh, wait. Oh, is that why they're trying to take over Greenland?
And also, hear me out. You know, I was saying earlier how they're just trying to undo everything Jimmy Carter did?
Yeah.
Well, guess who released or started the release of Panama Canal to the actual Panamanians?
Peter Townsend.
Shut the fuck up. No, Jimmy Carter, dude. It took until the 90s, but in 1974, Jimmy Carter had an act that had a slow release of the Panama Canal going outside outside of U.S. control and giving it back to the people. He's like, hey,
Panama?
We're already making enough money from this. The world's already benefiting from it. Panama's doing all the work. It's their country. Like, shouldn't they benefit from it in some way?
Oh, yeah. No, of course not.
Like idiot.
Once we take Panama's land, I mean, what's Panama going to do? Fight us?
Well, you know, it's funny. So Panama has an army, but Costa Rica, right north, no army.
Panama has an army?
Panama
what is
has
it,
an
army of monkeys?
That's mean. That's mean.
What? There's a shit ton of monkeys in Panama and Costa Rica.
And they're cool monkeys, dude.
Yeah, I want to go live down in Panama and just like
do
a bunch of coke and have a monkey army. Give a bunch of monkeys AK-47s.
Well, it seems like we may have an opportunity.
The greatest thing about Inauguration Day being on MLK Day, it's just,
there's nothing great about it. It's like a slap in the face.
It makes perfect sense. It's a perfect metaphor. MLK was assassinated by the FBI, yes. Right?
The FBI coordinated it. A police officer pulled the trigger.
Every single person who has ever tried to fight for civil rights or give power to the lower class people, or, you know, go against the military-industrial complex, which Eisenhower warned
against
in his farewell speech. That's why that's why he didn't say anything until his farewell speech.
Yeah, he was like,
if he tried to do anything about it while he was in power about the military-industrial complex, they would have assassinated him too. Yeah. MLK was assassinated. JFK, assassinated. RFK, assassinated. Malcolm X, assassinated. John Lennon,
assassinated.
Tried to sing about peace and love. What do? He gets assassinated.
Yeah, dog. Chapter right? 26, baby.
And every time you try to make the world a better place or stick up for civil rights or do anything positive, you get assassinated. But what happens when you're a fascist? That's how you stay alive. Donald Trump.
I mean,
fascist.
Wait, hold on.
Donald
hold
Trump.
On.
How many
Are you telling
times
me just
because
Elon
Trump
Musk did the Nazi symbol twice today that he's a fascist?
How many times has Donald Trump evaded assassination attempts? Twice so
not,
far during
not,
this election
not
cycle.
Not enough.
Oh, man.
Oh, Lordy.
If only. We were so close. We were like 2 inches away from being put back on the good timeline.
So I was, I don't shower at home a lot, as you know. But I was going to the beach. And I was getting real sandy because I'm a disgusting human being. And I went to go shower between the beach and the parking lot this morning, right?
Right.
And there are signs up on the beach shower. There are these laminated signs saying that they've turned down the water usage that was already preposterously, insanely low. Now it's like the literalest trickle, and it's because to conserve water. And I'm staring up at all these effing golf courses. And it rained 2 days ago, and I was at the beach, and it was raining. And same thing. I walk up. And it's raining, and I'm trying to get the sand off me a little bit, and I look at the golf courses, and they're watering the golf courses during the rain, and they're asking me not to shower and leave the sand at the beach.
That's because the people who own the golf courses, Chuck, those people are billionaires, and you're not a billionaire.
Oh!
And so the people who are billionaires, they get to do whatever they want, and they
get
all the resources.
That's not true, because as we all know, Elon Musk has a lithium battery factory, and he would never ask people of his town to conserve water while his factory uses 20,000 gallons of water a day.
Yeah, there's like a town where they make all his lithium ion batteries, right?
which now Greenland makes a little bit more sense.
Yeah, and so those people aren't allowed to use any water.
To the point where after a football game, these guys go to shower, and they can't shower long enough to get the stink off of them because there's now timers in the locker room bathrooms of even the high school to conserve water for this town.
I mean, that's the same thing that caused the fires in Lahaina, is that they rerouted all the water. All the golf courses and all the resorts get all the water, and then the people who are living in that area and the town of Lahaina itself doesn't get any water. It caused the whole town to dry out when at one point it was like this lush, vibrant area. And then, of course, as soon as the right conditions came along, we get a huge fire and everything burns to the ground.
Well, it's wild to me because we're all told, like, not we're all told, but the conspiracy theories were like, do, right? Direct energy weapons cause this. Look at these fires.
Direct
right?
energy weapons. No,
and it's like
the
pictures
of
like
water.
How is one half the street burned and not half the other? And you're like, I don't want to explain to you that wind moves from high to low pressure or how wind works, but it does work. But there's this movie called The Devil at 4 o'clock. It's a 1961 movie with Frank Sinatra, and it was filmed in Lahaina. And you can see how lush Lahaina was in the 60s before they built the Kanapali golf courses. Also, the moment you leave Lahaina and go into millionaire-billionaire territory, all the telephone poles go underground because that's where the chuds live. Just
and
kidding.
Also, where does the devil live? Hell. What's in hell? Fire. What time did the fire in Lahaina start?
4 o'clock.
Did you hear about the insurance companies? What they're trying to do here in Lahaina? Okay, so Miko, the Maui Electric Company,
Who was indicted by the FBI like 5 times before?
They were forced to put about $4 billion into a trust for the payouts from the Maui wildfires, right? Because they were found to be responsible. And so,
well,
now,
they were found to be irresponsible.
And
they were like the dumbest bunch of fucks in the history of the universe. Maui Electric Company is fucking the goddamn devil.
They were found to be responsible for the fires, right?
Yeah,
so they had to pay. They had to put $4 billion or something like that into a trust,
which
right?
they got bailed out 5 years ago by the federal government.
And so,
and then
now,
they gave all that money to their shareholders and didn't actually fix any of the shit that happened in Lahaina.
Now, all the people who are trying to people who lost their houses, people who have experienced any type of loss, these people who are supposed to be getting compensated, they all have to like. They're all forced to try to get a share of this pie. And guess who else is trying to get a lot of the money?
The insurance companies. My insurance went up, and I'm not being exaggerative here. I'm not exaggerating. I'm not being hyperbolic. My insurance went up 800% in my condo.
That's wild.
It's insane. I might have to work again.
The insurance companies, right, they're like, hey, because we had to pay out our insurance policies, we deserve some of that money. And everybody's like, Are you fucking kidding me? No, you don't get paid out for it. No, are you? What? You've already been paid for the insurance policies.
Imagine
that's
winning
what
money
is.
In Vegas, and then you try to leave, and they're like, hey, we need $50,000 for you to leave the building.
Because everybody's like, look, you already got paid by the people who bought the insurance. They give you money, and then if something happens, you pay them that money back. That's how insurance works.
Well, almost
five or
6 years ago.
You guys aren't victims. We're just forced to hold up your end of the bargain.
All right. We're talking about Uno Eats Maui on the Biscuits and Gravy Show on KAKU 88.5, the voice of Gravy. You going to hit that bowl or what?
I'm going to hit this bowl. So this Gandalf pipe that I'm holding right now.
You
this
have two
is,
separate Gandalf
this
pipes
This is a
now.
Large blue glass. The other one that I have is like just a regular wooden Gandalf pipe.
It's got a good mouthfeel to it.
This
glass burns better.
This is a big old glass dark blue wizard pipe that friend of the show, Shahane, gave me as a gift. Isn't that
what
nice?
What a sweetheart.
What a sweetheart. And now I'm going to hit it right now on live on the
radio.
Yeah,
dog. Let's rip that. Let's rip it, baby, baby. So we have a YouTube channel, and we're on public access. It's Ono Eats Maui, and it's me, Chuck Toss, Vincent Fodi, and friend of the show, Shahane. We're all comedians. We love cooking, and we
Here
love
you go.
Food.
Hit this.
Hit it.
Yeah, hit that bowl. And so you want me to light it?
Yeah, of course I do. Okay.
And so for our YouTube channel, Ono Eats Maui, the most recent episode where we eat at Stu's Burgers, which is located up in Kula, that episode just dropped.
So it's so good.
So go check that out if you guys haven't seen that yet. It's on Ono Eats Maui. We talked about this earlier, but I'm sure you saw by now already. Elon Musk did a Heil Hitler thing during Trump's inauguration. And
no, I did not see it.
Now, if you go Google like Elon Musk and then click news, you're going to see a bunch of articles and it says people offended by Elon Musk's Nazi-like salute. That's what all the media places are calling it, a quote unquote. I swear to God, go on Google and look it up. Every single article says Nazi-like salute. It's not a Nazi-like salute. He did the Sieg Heil. He hit his hand onto his heart and then did the Heil Hitler thing.
Then laughed.
That's not Nazi-like. That is the Nazi salute.
Well, you got to imagine, culturally speaking, Elon is not American, right?
They're South Africa.
He had a sheltered upbringing. They know nothing about segregation or hating people for being slightly different in South Africa.
No, apartheid was never a thing in South Africa. It's ridiculous that media companies don't even have the courage of their convictions to call it what it is. They say it's a Nazi-like salute. No, he literally did a Nazi salute.
Well, it's like Taco Bell saying beefy five-layer burrito.
And then it's got everybody. And then like 2 days from now, everybody will forget all about it. The only thing that brings me any joy is the fact that Elon Musk has been taking a lot of heat because of it. Everybody found out that he cheated at that video game. Did you hear about that?
No, I heard that Mark Zuckerberg fucked a dog.
Wait, what?
Yeah. So allegedly, Mark Zuckerberg.
Can you move that a little closer away from the edge of the table?
Yeah, I'm living on the edge of breaking your bowl. Allegedly, Mark Zuckerberg of Metamucil fame got caught on a hiking trail doing lewd acts with a dog.
Wow. Now, so, I 100% believe.
So there's pictures of him being pregnant and rubbing his belly going, good boy.
Wow, it's funny that I haven't heard about that, but it's also very funny that whether or not that happened, I 100% believe that he did do that, because he's such a weirdo.
Such a weirdo.
Did you see...
Also, it's like, have you seen the movie about Facebook?
Did you see the video of him on the podcast and he's dressed like Cool Hand Luke?
No.
Where he's got like a sweater on and like a gold chain with the chain outside of the shirt. He's so corny. Him and, well, Mark Zuckerberg is corny. Elon Musk is cringe. He's the cringiest dude on the planet right now. So you want to hear the story about Elon Musk and his little gamer conspiracy?
Yes, love it.
Elon Musk, every time he goes on a podcast, whenever he goes on Joe Rogan sucks his dick and he's like, I heard that you're one of the best gamers in the world. Is that true? And
Elon Musk, he say it if he's sucking his dick?
He's like, I heard that you're one of the best gamers in the world. And Elon Musk is like, yeah, I'm like one of the top ranked in the world. And he's like, in Diablo, is it true you're one of the top ranked? He's like, yeah, I'm like one of the best in the world. Right? Well, that turns out there's a game called Path of Exile, which is like a Diablo type game. And Elon Musk had this account, which was one of the highest ranked accounts in the entire world, which means that to get that level of the account, Elon Musk would have to do nothing except sit there and play that game all day. Right. But let's just say theoretically that that's what he did. Right. Elon Musk went and did a live stream of him playing the actual video game, and everybody who plays the video game watched Elon Musk playing the game and were like, wait a second, this guy doesn't know what he's doing. And not only is he not one of the best ranked players in the game, it seems like he hasn't even played the game all the way through. Like, it seemed he was making like all these like rookie mistakes, and it seemed like he didn't even know his way around like the actual game. It turned out he had been like paying somebody.
He'd been paying a friend.
He had been paying somebody.
He has been paying a pal
to sit there and and play this video game. And then the people running the video game account every once in a while would like let Elon Musk have the password so he could log in and pretend that that was his account and like flex on people. And then like he got called out by this YouTube channel, by these gamers who actually play the game. And then he had this complete, like, cringe meltdown, and the entire gaming community is laughing at him right now.
But they're also, hear me out, Vince, the gaming community. Like, no one knows.
It's like you have all the money in the world, but you're the most insecure person on the planet. It's sad.
Well,
I feel bad for Elon Musk, and I just... he should kill himself.
Yeah, we've said this before on the show. Maybe like a little Harry Carey action.
Here's the thing, right? The thing about Elon Musk getting
Lethal Weapon 3, where they bring the apartheid in it.
The thing about Elon Musk getting caught paying people to make it seem like he's good at video games is the perfect analogy for Elon Musk's entire life. Like, all he
does... Oh, my God, is paying people to do things for him and then taking all the credit for it.
Right, everybody
Did
thinks
you
that,
know
like,
that he didn't actually... Hey, like, usurp the people that originally started PayPal and the people that originally started Tesla?
Yeah, it's like, everybody thinks, like, oh, he's a genius because he started PayPal, so people think that he's in his basement sitting at a computer and coding PayPal. No, he didn't do anything. He just used his money to, like, buy it once it was already there. The same thing with Tesla.
It was Lethal Weapon 2.
The same thing with Tesla, right?
He didn't start Tesla or design anything.
He's not in his basement making electric cars and designing electric cars and like drawing blueprints. He just pays other people to do stuff for him. He's not like out there drilling tunnels and building flamethrowers. And people are like, oh, he's such a genius because he's making rockets. He's not making rockets. He's just paying people who know how to make rockets to make rockets. The only thing Elon Musk is good at is capitalism. And you know how you get good at capitalism?
Stealing
by being
and lying
born and rich.
Well, that, yeah.
And so,
Born rich and then steal and lie your way to more of the top.
Steal and lie your way to the top and manipulate people and stomp on everybody that does the actual hard work. Elon Musk was born on third base and he acted like he hit a triple. And everything he has and everything he's accomplished comes from the fact that he was born rich. His parents had an emerald mine. An emerald mine.
And they're from South Africa.
He's such a piece of shit.
The whole country. If you're white and South African, unless you're Charlize Theron, the love of my life. Hey, Charlize, you listen to this? Unless you're Charlize Theron, you're a war criminal. No one likes you. No one likes people from South Africa. Come on.
Did you see?
The CEO of Mattress Firm that killed himself in the back of the head was South African.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
PT Dubs, everything you hear about mattresses being a conspiracy, the Panama Papers, bringing it back in.
Okay.
The company that owns America's largest mattress company got caught with billions and billions and billions of dollars that they were like had fake books for and were like writing off and
of course.
Doing everything that you think they were.
Yeah, no, mattresses
they
are
screwed,
a huge
they
scam.
Screwed over Germany and Germany got into it. They're like,
Really?
Yeah, Steinhoff International, bro. Look it up. This dude killed himself in Johannesburg before he was supposed to turn himself in.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah.
Like the guy in Breaking Bad. All right, here's something cool. Did you see Donald Trump? One of the things that he did on day one today, he repealed the executive order that was set up to help control AI, put safeguards.
What have we been talking about on the Biscuits and Gravy Show, guys? Biscuiteers, gravy gals alike, whether at home, in your car, or crocheting in your bathtub, how many times have I said this, that Donald Trump is here to have the AIs take over?
Donald Trump is a time traveler who was sent back in time by the computers and the robots to help facilitate the rise of the machines
his
and enslave
brain
humanity.
Got a little fried on the way over here.
And what was the thing that he did today on day one? He repealed the executive order that was set in place to set up safeguards against AI.
He's also like, I'm here to give more American jobs. Also, let's repeal AI.
Yep, of course. Let's
give all the water rights to lithium batteries. And then, for some reason, electric cars don't have to pay to park at the airport. What's with that? What's with electric cars not to pay at the airport, Vincent Foti?
And
what's with that?
One of the good things is I actually have investments in Palantir. And Palantir is a big AI company that has a lot of government contracts.
Did you buy that? Because it sounds like palindrome.
No, actually, the reason it's named Palantir is because Palantir is the name of that orb that that Sauron looks into Lord of the Rings.
And that's why you bought it?
Palantir was found.
I bought Nivea, and I misheard him. I bought a lot of Nivea stock.
Oh, yeah. You were meant to buy Nvidia.
And
which I have a lot of Nvidia stock also, and Nvidia is doing a lot of stuff that has to do with making chips that are going to be used in AI. And so this AI repeal is also going to be good for me financially because it's going to be good financially for Nvidia. But Palantir is owned by Peter Thiel.
Whoa, are you playing with the enemy?
Who is super evil.
He is.
Look,
which is a bummer, because Thiel is one of my most favorite colors.
I think Peter Thiel should die, and I think that him and J.D. Vance and Donald Trump should all be thrown in prison.
I've been told that I look like J.D. Vance five times this month.
But, yeah, well, you don't have enough eyeshadow on.
I mean, you don't.
If you had more,
I don't wear anywhere eyeshadow.
If you had more black eyeliner on, I could see you kind
of
looking like.
Tell people it's because of lactose. It's because I drink milk. That's why I have eggs on my. Eyes.
Here's what I'm saying. We cannot do anything about the fact that Donald Trump and his cronies are forming a kleptocracy, and we are now living in. It's now a straight up fascist kleptocracy. Democracy is gone.
Yeah, oligarchy was the number one searched word in Google this week.
But as if we're going to be living in this world.
Living in this world.
At least you should know where your bread is buttered, right?
Why is Donald Trump on the side of AI?
Because he was sent back in time by the machines to help facilitate their rise so they can enslave humanity. Okay. We know this, Chuck.
Doesn't he have involvement in an actual company called Skynet?
Probably. Donald Trump is working for Skynet. He's also been to Mars, which is why he's also orange. And also traveling back in time, back and forth through time, all that ectoplasm turns your skin orange. So,
yes.
Do you want to talk about some conspiracies?
Let's see. I want to talk about Thai food is really good.
Can I tell you about the biscuit?
Sure thing. Can we take a quick commercial break?
You want to take a break?
Yeah, just a quick break.
All right, well, why don't we read some sponsors here? Today's show is brought to us by Nick Nolte, It's Bad For You.
Today's show is brought in part by Johnny Depp's glasses. The best perception is Depp perception. And today's show is also brought to us by Amber Heard's turds. The writing is on the wall.
And also by Maggie Gyllenhaal's bras. Don't be a saggy Gyllenhaal.
And by Benedict Cumberbatch's cucumbers. There's no cucumber match for Cumberbatch.
And by Tom Cruise's missiles. If you need a bomb at the box office, choose Cruise. They'll blow up anything from A to Xenu.
That's a good one.
All right, so break time?
Yeah.
And then we'll come back and we'll do some conspiracies?
Yeah, with more.
Hold on, let me play some sound effects.
Let's do it, boo.
You can flash fry a buffalo in 40 seconds.
40 seconds? But I want it now.
I'm more concerned about your gravy level.
You doctors have been telling us to drink 8 glasses of gravy a day.
Isn't that fun? You don't usually get to play with this soundboard. You have to use your other little. But this soundboard is usually on my side of the desk. But because that it's right next to you right now, because we're sitting on a couch together.
In the bunker, baby. Oh, it was all a dream. You get to play with used to read Bunker Magazine.
Here, let me play this one.
The man you trusted isn't wavy gravy at all.
Love gravy.
Quiet, you sons of biscuit eaters!
I like that half of our show is now 30-year-old Simpsons references.
All right, we're going to take a break, and then we will be right back after these messages. Today's show is brought to you by Bullet Rye. And I still believe. Oh, yeah.
And Dwayne Johnson's Wholesale Seafood. Hey, Vince. It isn't a rock. It's a rock lobster. Do you smell what the rock is cooking? It's high-quality wholesale seafood down at Dwayne Johnson's Wholesale Seafood.
Today's show is also brought to us by Bon Jovi's Anchovies. They give anchovies a good name. So good, you'll eat them dead or alive.
All right. This is the Biscuits and Gravy
They're
Show.
They're slippery when wet.
Okay.
They're the best-smelling thing in New Jersey.
Clearly.
Bon Jovi's Anchovies. So we're back.
I definitely don't have AIDS.
We listened to the Lost Boys soundtrack.
And I still believe Chinese food.
And I'm drinking a cherry Coke Zero.
Oh my gosh, are you? Can I have a splasheroo in my Berberuno?
You can take a
That means I'm going to do a little bit of hoo-hoo. Yeah!
This is one of the best diet sodas I've ever tasted.
Oh my gosh.
Cherry Coke Zero.
You're a diet soda.
It's almost as good as Diet Dr. Pepper, which I gotta say, fantastic.
I'm just looking at everything. The Paris Climate Accord. Yeah, that's like the most American thing we could possibly be doing is getting out of that. Being a part of it in the first place was un-American.
Freedom fries? Remember Freedom Fries?
Did you know that during, at one point, they tried doing cabbage as like Freedom Cabbage?
Yeah, during World War II, they stopped calling it sauerkraut and they started calling it Freedom Cabbage.
Did I ever tell you about the time my mom fed me force fed me nothing but sauerkraut until I was 26 and a half years old?
And then after.
And I was like, hey, mom, what's up with all this sauerkraut?
And then at one point, we decided to invade Iraq, even though they had nothing to do with September 11th. And because there was a bunch of other countries that were like, hold on, you're going to invade the Middle East over a lie? Like, no, we're not helping you do that. And George Bush was like, oh, yeah, well, now we're going to call French fries freedom fries because you don't want to help us.
Yeah, but they didn't do it. They didn't start calling it freedom toast.
Yeah, it was just freedom
also,
fries.
Also, I don't think freedom toast is that good.
What?
French toast.
You don't like French toast?
Don't like French toast.
I'm
going
to have to fight you on that one, my
really?
Friend, because I'm
well,
a big fan of French
toast. Well, I
tried
to tickle you earlier, and I think I could take you in a fight.
Skin and bones, Bodie over here.
Oh, my God, that's right. I have a question that's been on my mind all morning. It's been plaguing me. Vincent, Fallen Angel, Demon the Third.
Is it what's going on?
It's what's going on, man. I forgot. We always forget. This is a show. Biscuits and Gravy is about cooking and comedy and watching stuff on TV and porn and conspiracies.
And so speaking of conspiracies, oh, how about
did you know
this?
Weapons of mass destruction came from like a think tank group where they pooled people and like deliberately came up with it?
Of what
like
sounded
with,
the scariest?
With what term they could possibly use. Yeah.
WMDs. And it's got W right in the name. Like
W!
George,
it's
George
right
w
there,
Bush.
Baby!
WMDs. You want to do a little... I don't have anything for
except
morning
except no one in the Bush family is an MD.
But do you...
righty then.
Do you still go to Crackin' Coffee?
I do go to Crackin' Coffee, and I love Crackin' Coffee. I like Crackin' Coffee. It's a food truck in Maui. They got a lot of locations. I recently went to the one in Alamaha. I like the one by the Marriott, and of course, the one in Kihei. I got the Kihei Kicker there quite frequently.
I think they got a Oahu location, too, if I'm not mistaken.
I got to find out, dude. Really?
Did you ever notice
love
that the lady who started that... Manya, did you ever notice that she looks like a Bella Danger?
Yes.
You have noticed that?
Yeah.
She does.
Yeah.
She's pretty hot.
She put me in the Bella Danger zone one time.
Oh, yeah?
I was a police officer, and I was looking at porn on my phone, and I was like, shouldn't be doing that.
Mm-mm.
Uh-huh.
All right, you ready for a conspiracy cookbook? Let's do some... It's been a while since we did some good old-fashioned... Old school conspiracies.
It's been a long time since we conspiracy rolled.
This one, Chuck, for Conspiracy Cookbook.
Is underwritten by Rick Astley's Rickshaw Rides. He's never going to let you down, but he will pick you up in one of his fabulous rickshaws.
Conspiracy Cookbook is brought to us by Robert Downey Jr.'s down jackets. They'll keep you warm even when the temperature is less than zero. You don't have to be Sherlock Holmes to figure out that these are quality jackets.
Wow, we have a lot of sponsors that are involved in Sherlock Holmes stuff.
All right, you ready?
Are you ready for conspiracies, man?
Let's talk about conspiracy.
Let's talk about conspiracies.
Do you remember when...
Let's talk about you and me.
Do you remember when Biden won the election in 2020? And,
yeah.
And then all the Trumpers and all the dumbasses started getting all pissed off, and they're like, stop the steal!
Stop the steal. And they're talking about Trump's own attorney general said that, like, you guys are all retarded, bunch of hoodlum thieves, and no one likes you.
Yeah.
And you couldn't be more wrong if you tried. Yeah, I remember that.
And then remember how they said that it was a conspiracy and that Biden had cheated and they stole the election, and then when they were given their day in court to try to prove any of this, they weren't able to produce any evidence at all.
Can I sit in your ottoman?
You can. And then remember when they had to legally admit in court that they made it all up?
Yeah.
And then
how about the phone calls and then remember, Trump telling the governor of Georgia? Just find them. Just find me the votes.
And then remember when Fox News ran the story that the election was stolen?
And then they lost both in criminal and civil court.
Yeah.
They were
then,
a bunch of dumb-dumbs.
And then they had to pay...
Could not be more wrong if
they
tried.
They had to pay like $750 million
and then when
the
they said that all the electoral voting machines came from South America, where like Shea whatever company actually makes it, and you're like, that guy died like 50 years ago. What are you talking about? You bunch of idiots. You couldn't be more wrong if you tried, you fucking bunch of dum-dums. Yeah, I remember that.
All right, so you remember all that. So
do you remember?
Do you remember the time?
The first crimes of humanity. But yeah, like so the whole Stop the Steal thing.
Earth, Wind, and Fire. Yeah. All right, so.
What were you going? You were going a different way.
So I was going Michael Jackson.
Oh.
Do you remember the time? All right, so.
What happened to you as a kid?
You remember, you remember all that nonsense about the election being stolen and the Democrats cheating.
Yeah,
right?
Which, first of all, the biggest reason of that being stupid is that the Democratic Party couldn't come together and do anything if they had to. Because all they do is fail at coming together. They could not be more bad at coming together for a plan. They are not the A team. Their plans do not come together.
They're the D team. It starts with the letter D, Democrats.
Yeah.
All right. So.
And then does that make the Republicans the R team?
They are the R word for sure.
Jesus Christ. All right. I'm sorry. I'm stealing your thunder. I'm pulling the carpet underneath you. Vincent, the demon, tell me what's going on. You really don't like Sage?
I don't like Sage.
You, I think you might be a demon, dude.
All right, so check this out. Around the time of the 2024 election, there was some rumors that possibly the Republicans
that
and
Michelle
Donald
Obama
Trump
had a penis.
No, that was a rumor back in like 2010.
I saw her dancing on the Ellen DeGeneres show, and she had a lump in her pants. What could it mean?
So there, back around the time that. Donald Trump won the 2024 election back in November.
back in the time.
There was a little bit of a scuttlebutt of people talking about perhaps the Republicans cheated, right? And they said something about Elon Musk using Starlink to hack into the voting machines. And of course,
or Elon Musk
of course,
offering
something like that,
people money to vote.
Well, when you hear something like that, you're like, okay, that's stupid, obviously.
Yeah, Starlink doesn't work that well.
Right? Nothing Elon Musk does
works that well. It's all smoke and mirrors, you dumb fucks.
That's why there's a massive recall on all of the
Cybertrucks, and they're literally out of commission already.
Yeah. Donald Trump accused the Democrats of cheating and rigging the election. Right?
Okay, are we going to go into projection again?
And we know that any time that Donald Trump and the Republicans accuse anybody of anything,
like when they accuse people of kidnapping people, but it turns out that like the most kidnaps are done by like Hick families.
Donald Trump only does two things. One, he projects everything that he does that's bad, he projects on to the Democrats.
The Mexicans are ruining this world.
And then the other thing that he does really well is when he commits crimes, he says them out loud and he tells everybody the crimes that he committed,
yep,
right?
Literally so blunt you have to be disparaged by it and
remember,
you can only move on to the next one.
Remember during the 2016 election when he was going against Hillary and he said on national television during the highest watched debate of all time, he was like, Russia, if you're listening, I want you to get them emails. And then it turned out that Russia was responsible for the DNC hacks where they got Hillary Clinton's emails.
Yeah.
He literally colluded with Russia on live television in front of everybody and said what he wanted to happen, and then it happened, and he got away with it scot-free, right? Well,
what are you trying to say?
A lot of people discounted the idea that the Republicans and Donald Trump cheated
these
during the election.
These views do not reflect the views of KAKU and its affiliates.
But then there was something that Donald Trump said recently at a speech that raised a lot of eyebrows. Did you see this?
No.
Also, you just spit on
I'm
me.
Just laughing because you see raised eyebrows and Melania Trump is really high eyebrows. What's up with that? Why do women shade their eyebrows off and then paint it off higher? They don't shade their vaginas and then paint one on their belly button.
This raised more eyebrows than Luigi Mangione.
All right.
Okay, you ready? So Donald Trump said something where he was referring to Elon Musk, and he was like, Elon Musk, my friend, he really knows those voting machines. He can do anything with those voting machines. And we won Pennsylvania in a landslide. It's all thanks to Elon Musk and how good he is with those voting machines, right?
He what? No.
So he went.
Are you a fit with me right now?
No. You didn't hear about this?
No. I don't. Dude, I smoke weed and go to the beach every day. I don't do anything.
All right, hold on. Instead of me paraphrasing, I'm going to look up the quote real quick. Give me a second.
This quote is presented in part by Don Couch's South Maui Discount Couch House. The best discount couches in South Maui. Hey, guys, don't sleep on the couch.
So Donald Trump, this is Donald Trump talking about Elon Musk. He said, he was very effective. He knows those computers better than anybody, those vote-counting computers. And we ended up winning Pennsylvania, like, in a landslide. It was pretty good. Thank you, Elon. Right? So this started to raise a lot of eyebrows because we know Donald Trump loves confessing his crimes in public. And then people started looking into this. And there's a little bit of a timeline and history of Donald Trump and his cronies doing stuff that could feasibly be considered working towards rigging the election. All right. In 2022, this is all true stuff. In 2022, Trump loyalist Matthew DiPerno, he got charged with stealing a vote tabulator machine and its software. And they took it up into like a hotel room. And they had their way with it.
They reverse engineered it.
And so,
like the Philip K. Dick book.
Yeah, and then when they recovered the voting machine, they were like, "Hey,
what's all the semen doing?"
They're like, "Hey, somebody like broke into this thing and like made copies of its software and did a bunch of experiments on it, right?" Okay, and that guy is a longtime Trump loyalist. He also ran for Republican as for some position in Michigan, right? In 2023, remember I told you we were going to talk about something called the Lions of Judah? In 2023, there was a Christian coalition called the Lions of Judah. They were formed to help Trump loyalists get into positions as poll workers. And there was one of their training videos got leaked where it was telling them how to lie to hide their Trump loyalty so they can get into the position as poll workers, right?
Holy shit, dude.
Then during the campaign, Trump starts to say dumb stuff like, as soon as like Elon Musk is on his side, he starts to say stuff like, you know what? I already have the votes. We already know that the votes are in. On election night, there was the whole thing with Joe Rogan. Remember Joe Rogan was interviewing Elon Musk on election night and Joe Rogan said that Elon Musk had this app on his phone that let him see the voting results like 3 hours before the results were in.
Was it an app or was it like, because he knows how to... Wait, what? Hold on.
So you don't remember?
No.
So this was a real thing that Joe Rogan was talking about Elon Musk having an app on his phone where Elon Musk was able to see the results of all the elections before all the results were in and before the media had called anything. And him and Joe Rogan and Theo Vaughn both talked about the fact that Elon Musk had this app on his phone. Also,
Theo, don't drag him into this.
Elon Musk was also known to have said, like, if Donald Trump doesn't win, we're all going to jail. That was a real comment.
I do remember that.
That was a real comment that Elon Musk said. All right. On election night, bomb threats are called into over 80 major voting stations in major counties, and these bomb threats caused evacuations. During the evacuations, all but one voting office loses the chain of custody on the USB drives that contain the tabulator software. So basically, somebody called in bomb threats to all these places. Everybody evacuates. Then they come back in. Then magically, all of a sudden, Trump is winning in all these major counties where he was losing before, right?
And they had a coalition to deliberately put people in charge of working the polls.
Right, exactly. Trump polling stations' lead across all swing states is heavily concentrated in counties that use that specific tabulator machine. And no counties using the other two machines show these statistical anomalies. Also, people that were familiar with the voting tabulator software, after the election, they were saying to the Democrats, like, hey, if you analyze this data, there's a lot of weird statistical anomalies and aberrations that shouldn't be. And you should go and hand count all the votes in these specific counties where these machines were used.
Remember in Florida 20 years ago how big deal that was to recount all the hand ballots by hand?
Right, but instead of the Supreme Court stepping in and shutting down the vote, the Democrats were just like, nah, we're cool. The Democrats just rolled over and took it and didn't even bother to put up a fight, even though there was a lot of evidence that saying that there was all this like election manipulation. And then Kamala Harris gets up there and certifies the vote.
The Democrats just—it's like they almost deliberately pick losers, dude. We had Bernie Sanders, dude. Bernie Sanders had the same message for like 40 years, and he was radical then, and now it makes more sense. And he's a smart guy, and he's from Vermont, where, like, other smart people live.
And everybody liked Bernie. Bernie was very likable. Hillary Clinton, highly unlikable.
The Democratic Party is, like, a bunch of football players in the club. They just shoot themselves in the foot. I hate it.
Yeah, and then Hillary Clinton and Debbie Wasserman Schultz stepped in.
How is her name Wasserman, by the way?
Wasserman.
Oh, whatever. Ooh,
and then
they
stepped in. They kicked Bernie out. They forced him out of the race. And then, of course, Hillary Clinton went on to lose the election spectacularly. Great job.
Because Americans aren't ready to like women.
Americans are more misogynistic than they are racist.
Yeah.
That's why we were able to have a black man as president before we were having a white woman.
Vincent Archangel Gravy III, the fallen demon that you are. Do you like incense burned? Like, what else?
I like incense. I like burning other stuff. I love Nam Champra incense.
Okay, I'm a good fan of that. I'm more into sandalwood, but Nam Champra's pretty good.
Nam Champra. Also, the thing that I like about that is it smells like opium.
Ooh, love it, bro.
Burning opium and smoking opium is
the
best
smelling
thing.
I've smoked opium before, and it's so good.
Opium is the best drug of all time.
I smoked it like 16 years ago.
It smells and it tastes like flowers. And
yes,
it's just,
all the flowers.
It's just an amazing...
In the universe at once, so condensed.
If I feel bad for anybody that's addicted to opium, because...
heroin or pills or anything.
All those like 18th century Chinamen. However, I don't feel bad for anybody that's addicted to heroin, because you have to... First of all, it doesn't smell good. Second of all, you have to use a needle to get it into your body. I hate needles.
I actually feel less bad for people smoking opium. I feel a little jelly, to be honest.
I feel very jealous of people smoking opium. Because I'm
so
like, where
jelly.
Did you get... Well, first of all,
like,
where did you even get opium from?
Also, you're so comfortable and you're on like a rag on the floor.
It's
I
so
that.
Hard to find real opium. Like 9 out of 10 times, if you're smoking opium, you're just actually smoking heroin.
That's what I've been told. and they're like, describe the opium. And I'm like, it looks like X, Y, and Z. And they're like...
And I've smoked opium 10 times.
Sounds like you smoked heroin.
9 times.
Where did you get it? I found it in a pack of cigarettes with acid and what looked like...
I found it in the bathroom floor of a strip club. It's like, no, that was heroin.
But I smoked it and I got high.
Oh, man.
I feel bad, though, for addicts. And, like, also, we're going to put tariffs on stuff, and we're killing all the chickens because they might have the flu.
The chickens were already going to die, first of all. And second of all, we had to cull them to stop the spread of bird flu. Like,
I still got the flu anyway. I had rotavirus, dude.
I don't
dude.
Think you had the bird flu, though.
I mean,
I'm just glad
I'm
didn't
a
get
little
rotavirus.
Cuckoo.
After you left my house the other week, I wiped the bong down with the Lysol wipes. And I didn't get sick after smoking the bong.
I will tell you, I was very courteous, and I brought hand sanitizer over and was using it.
Very nice.
I also feel very bad because I diarrheaed in your bathroom and flushed like 3 times, and then not all of it like went down.
Yeah.
There was some like leaves floating in it, you know? And then like I opened the door, and Rhonda was like walking in like as I was leaving. I was like, oh, no.
I like to give people a warning. I'm like, you should give that a minute.
I don't know if it smells or not because my nose is really runny, but... There's some flakes in there. They're not great.
Yeah. That's Rhonda must have seen some shit.
Lordy. But anyway, all I'm trying to say is that, like, have you ever eaten ethnic food? It's super good, right?
We are way over time. Did you see Dave Chappelle's SNL stand-up monologue?
No, but I'm always worried about it because he was, like, pro-Trump last time he went on. He was like, give the guy a chance, whatever.
He wasn't pro-Trump.
Yes, he was. Vince is wrong.
He said, let's give him a chance, which, I mean, like, what can you say to bring the country together?
Other than give him a chance.
Other than give him a chance. And so
Well, then let's say it right here, right now, the Biscuits and Gravy Show. You say it. You say it right now. Let's give Trump a chance.
Guys.
All
you're out
we
there,
are saying is give Trump a chance.
Well, you know what?
John Lennon's saying that. Everything good happened to him.
Donald Trump and Elon Musk.
Your pipe is so far away. Did I put it over here?
Donald Trump and Elon Musk are fascists. And
they're not fashionable. Hey-o.
Hitler did a lot of bad. They're both Nazis. Donald Trump and Elon Musk are Nazis. And Hitler did a lot of bad things, but there's one thing that I like that Hitler did.
What?
That was kill himself. And I can only hope that Donald Trump and Elon Musk follow in those same footsteps.
And move to Argentina.
Pretend. I hope Elon Musk pretends to kill himself and then moves to Argentina.
That's speaking so of, crazy what you're talking about of, earlier on the show, though.
Speaking of Argentina, we got to try a pastry that
A cooking thing?
My wife and her friend were cooking something today at our house, which is why my house smells so good right now. It's a Mexican sweet roll called a concha. And you got to try it. What did you think?
You know, I'd put my mouth on it again if I had to.
I love to eat conchas.
Yeah, I'd say, you know, it's good. It does. I think we both enjoy it.
Yep. I think we both enjoy it as well.
Concha, huh?
Concha.
Hmm.
It means shell.
Hmm.
In Spanish.
In Spanish.
Yeah. All right, it's time for our favorite part of the show, Chuck Stuff the Knowledge Buffalo.
Chuck Stuff the Knowledge Buffalo. Wow, Vincent Archangel Gravy 40 the Third, the fallen demon who hates sage. We've had one heck of a doozy. Let's recap on this show. Bourbon's really good in the rye form. That's
Bourbon's
fantastic.
Good. Trump bad.
Trump. Elon Musk weird.
Elon Musk is a Nazi, and TikTok is back.
Don't shower. Read 1984 again.
Are you watching any TV shows? Did you see the new episode of Severance?
No, have you?
Yeah.
Really?
Severance season 2. The first episode premiered a couple days ago, so Diane and I got to watch that together. Also, I'm watching season 2 of Squid Game. Is so good.
Did you hear about the Korean group home that Squid Games is based off of? Where it has the same, like, torture environment and the same...
What?
Yeah, look it up, guys. Look it up, guys. Korean torture room. I've been watching a new TV show called Bookie.
What's that on?
Bookie's on HBO. And it's with comedian Sebastian Maniscalco.
Maniscalco?
Yeah.
The like Italian guy?
The super Italian.
Aren't
like,
you embarrassed?
By the way, that bit about Vegas and bringing a cooler to Vegas.
About his,
and a micro to Vegas.
His family using coolers as luggage.
Yeah.
That's super
like,
funny.
Aren't you embarrassed? It's so funny.
His newest stuff isn't that funny, but.
Well, he's probably divided because I'll tell you this. Bookie.
He's got a bit where he's talking about getting out of the car and walking into the store, like him and his wife drive somewhere, and he gets out of the car to walk in the store. He's like, I get halfway to the store, I turn around to lock the vehicle, she's still in the car!
Which any husband can relate to.
All right.
You ready to do Chuck Stuff the Knowledge Buffalo on the Biscuits
is,
and Gravy Show?
Are you ready to do Chuck Stuff the Knowledge Buffalo?
What is yes?
Chuck Stuff the Knowledge Buffalo is brought to us by Benedict Cumberbatch's Dictionaries. Have no worries with Benedict Dictionaries.
Funding for the Biscuits and Gravy Show comes in part by Kim Kardashian's sunscreen. Nobody knows more about getting pounded by rays than Kim Kardashian's sunscreen.
Our first question comes from Janet.
Damn it, Janet.
In Memphis, Tennessee.
Damn it, Janet.
She wants to know, what is the name of the character that was famously played by Jim Varney? Jim Varney.
Jim Varney. The character that was... is it from Cheers?
No, Jim...
Is it from a cop show?
No, Jim Varney... no, he was not on Cheers. Although, Jim Varney played the voice of a character in Toy Story, and another character on Toy Story was played by somebody on Cheers. I'll give you a hint. The character that Jim Varney played...
No, you don't need to tell me. Hold on. He was a voice in Toy Story?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Ernest?
Yeah.
Ernest goes to camp.
That is correct.
Ernest goes door to door because he's a confected pedophile. Okay.
Very good. Jim Varney played Ernest. And so.
By the way, if you see pictures of Jim Varney,
it's wild
in his youth,
that you got it from that clue because.
I watched Toy Story like 2 weeks ago, dude.
It's a great movie.
It's so good. Guys, if you're an adult and you don't rewatch Toy Story
one
night.
Did you watch it because you were talking to Shahane?
No, I watched it.
Just recently did a Toy Story rewatch also on my recommendation.
Oh, good. Well, I did it because I was drunk and lonely.
Okay, so The guy that plays the voice of the pig, the piggy bank,
yeah,
is the guy from Cheers.
Yeah.
And then Jim Varney plays
the stretch dog.
He plays Slink.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Very good.
Oh my God.
All right. Our second question comes from Melissa in Madison, Wisconsin, and Melissa wants to know.
What does Melissa want to know? How awesome I am? How amazing I am?
The director of Blue Velvet just recently passed away at the age of 78. Who was that?
Lynch?
David Lynch.
David Lynch?
Is correct. David Fincher is a different director.
Yes.
He directed Fight Club and Panic Room and Seven and a bunch of, a handful of great movies and also a bunch of not so great movies.
Just like Lynch.
Yeah.
Yo, Eraserhead is weird, dude.
Eraserhead is really weird.
So weird.
And Twin Peaks. Everybody loves Twin Peaks, but yeah. Our third question is always a sports question because, as you know, sports is Chuck's Achilles hoof. Our third question comes from Rick in Wailuku, and Rick wants to know what NFL football team always plays Eminem songs during their football games in the stadium?
Are they still in the Super Bowl? Or like are they still in the playoffs?
I'm not giving you any hints. Oh, I'm sorry.
Philadelphia Eagles?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's the Detroit Lions because Eminem's from Detroit.
Never would have gotten that.
Come on. Well, you never would have got that, but you did get 2 out of 3, and you know what our deceased friend Meatloaf always says.
Don't do healthy things that make you live longer.
And that also means that that's the end of our show.
But not the end of Biscuits and Gravy, baby. I'm Chuck Sauce. He's Vince Foti. You can catch us out 24 hours a day at BiscuitWars.com. You can check us out on our Instagram that we literally never update.
Biscuits and Gravy 808. You can also listen to all of our past episodes. If you look up on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, just look up Biscuits and Gravy 808, and you'll be able to find all those episodes. Isn't that awesome?
Super pumped to do this. Wow, football season. So exciting. I watched football over the weekend for the first time ever.
That's fun. And I hope you have a great time on Oahu.
Me too, man. Dave & Buster's, baby. Half off Wednesdays.
And we'll be back in the studio next week.
We'll see you same biscuit place, same gravy time. And for me to you,
hello.
Gary Sinise, bro. What do you think she's saying?
Gravy.
Oh, I forgot to tell you, they brought Dinner and a Movie back, and Jason Biggs is hosting it, and they're watching Transformers. And they cooked a prime rib and cut it into 8 pieces and called it Optimus Prime.
All right, that's a solid joke.
That's the whole show.
And then did he have sex with it? He's never going to live that down. Jason Biggs is never going to be able to be around a food product without them making jokes about him having sex with it, right?
We can only hope.
All right, we'll see you next week, guys.
Beep, 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 beep.